Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday. DGS, a few minutes past 5 p.m. coming to you live from the Hardee's on Mid Rivers Mall Drive. We have 1 hour to go. We're here until 6 p.m. And our goal was to bring in $10,000 this week for all the Hardee's and to bring in $3,000 just today. And we just got an update. We're at $3,400.
Yeah.
I think we can get to $5,000 to 5 o'clock when everybody gets off. Mm. So it's a busy road. Stop by. You can come in here and see us, take a picture, whatever you want to do. But if you don't want to stop, you can just drive right up and drop off food or money or cash. Mm-hmm. We had...
You never just take the win.
What do you mean?
We got here, said $3,000, we got there, and you're like, now let's make it $5,000. And like... I like
and you
it.
Know what's
hey,
so funny?
I like it. It always works.
You know this. This is the first time in my life, the first job I've ever had where I didn't. Like, in any other job, I'd have been like, great, we're done, let's go.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Yeah.
Leaving right now. Are you kidding me?
We do have 5 beanies left.
We have 5 beanies left, yes.
So come get them.
Including my own, but this one's $100 because I have worn it.
There you go.
Nice.
Not on my head.
Okay.
Rach, did we just see the cutest baby?
Robert is one of the cutest babies I've ever seen in my life, and I make it a habit to see as many.
His head looked like a watermelon.
It was so cute.
It was so. He just bucket of cheeks.
And he was the Stanley Cup for Halloween. That was pretty cute.
Oh, come on.
He had muffin tops on his socks.
I love him. So where is he? Is he gone?
He took off.
He's laying outside in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm. He got in his car and he drove away.
He didn't have parents. He just rolled up. Handed me a 20.
Yeah. Bought some donuts and left.
Keep the change.
Gotcha.
Ate some of those floor donuts.
That seems right.
So we're going to play Half Wits.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, Rach, and Sue all have partners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sue, introduce me to your partner.
This is Veronica.
Hello.
Hi, Veronica.
See?
Tell me about yourself.
I live in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Is this your husband?
That's why I chose
no.
her, Dave.
He said no.
This is Jacob.
Hi, Jacob.
How old are you, Jacob?
10.
Yeah.
Jacob's not having it.
No. He's like, 10.
Jacob does not suffer fools.
No, he does not.
And he is surrounded by
He is a Frank opinion listener. And Tony, you have a fellow college dropout on your team.
Yeah, I do. This is Connor.
Yeah, that's what I like to be known as, college dropout.
I mean, look where it got Tony.
Yeah. He just called his mom and said, tune in, I'm going to be on the radio. And then he got introduced as Connor, the college dropout.
Now, we were talking to Connor earlier.
Yeah.
You became involved in politics from listening to this show when you were a kid.
Yeah, in 2008, my parents were driving me home from work one day. I wasn't at work. They were at work. And I was riding home with them, and you guys were on the show talking about John McCain. Well, I asked, well, who's John McCain? And my parents told me, well, he's running for president. And since then, it's all history. I've worked on a few Senate campaigns, a few state rep campaigns. Yeah, I worked for Austin Peterson.
Nice.
Alex,
I like this guy more.
Yeah.
Alex Salzman's my mentor, taught me everything I know. So. Yeah, I'm pretty well set.
That's fantastic.
For a college dropout.
He kind of looks like a Columbo, doesn't he, Rach?
I know. He really does.
He kind of got that look. Yeah. Uh-huh. Tony, what were you doing
except
19 years ago?
Except he's 6'5". 6'4". There you go. Yeah.
And Rach, you have?
I have Julie, who asked me to close my eyes and smell something earlier.
You two are bonded
as
well.
Now, I apologize. Complete strangers. Yeah. Trust me, close your eyes and sniff this. I did.
Yeah. You didn't know that that's the way to Rachel's heart.
Yeah. At first, I thought she was asking to sniff me, and I was like,
and you closed your eyes.
Madam,
I did take a shower this morning, so I guess.
That's how we roll in St. Peter's. Yeah.
That's the traditional welcome.
And then you have twins, right?
I do, and both of these lovely guys work here at this Hardee's location. I got one working hard tonight and one getting ready to head out and have some fun on his Friday night.
Nice.
Awesome.
And what did I say to the non-working son, Rach?
You said, oh, you're the deadbeat who doesn't have a job. And he goes, I work here. You're so rude to people.
Not babies.
No.
Babies love me.
No.
You guys ready?
I'm gonna wear that.
You know how this works?
It'll be so cute.
So how this works is Dave's going to read a trivia question, and if you know the answer, yell out your name or make some sort of sound. But it's best to buzz in with your name.
Can you fart on demand? Can you just squeeze one out?
Dave.
He's not having it.
I'm gonna crack
him.
I'm gonna crack him.
Jacob hates you.
No, I'm gonna.
Yes.
I'm gonna look. Yes. He's cracking.
He likes me. He likes me.
Nope. You just farted.
Jacob likes. He likes me. He hates you.
Yeah. Quit messing with my team. Dave.
You got a milk down your pants right now.
Oh my god.
So we'll buzz in, and if your team buzzes in, are we letting the teams confer before they're given? Okay.
We're allowed to talk.
Okay, absolutely. Good. Okay. Here we go.
All right, people.
I'd like to be known as the dropouts.
If
no problem.
We're the sniffers.
Okay.
What are you?
What are we? Normal?
Oh, God.
All right, so buzz in.
All right, we're the milk duds, so let's go.
The milk duds. I like it. If these questions sound familiar, it's because we've had them every Friday for the past 6 weeks.
We haven't written new questions in 5 months.
No.
Bible question.
Oh, no.
That's not right.
Look out for the sniffers.
How are we, milk duds? No?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Connor and I don't do.
All right, come on.
According to Exodus.
We dropped out of that, too.
Okay.
What is the sixth plague of Egypt?
Anyone?
Yell it out. Yell out your name
Columbo.
If you want it. Okay.
Dead son.
You're not even going to confer with your fellow dropout?
No, I'm just going to go with that one.
Dead
son, okay with you?
That was the last one.
First
dead
one.
Son?
Yeah, so isn't that the last
son.
One?
I thought you meant like the star.
No. The child.
Sniffers.
Your child.
Sniffers.
What do you think, Julie? We'll say frogs.
Nope. You guys want a shot?
Milk duds, go ahead.
Locusts.
No.
Mm. Oh, nice try, though.
What was it?
Boils.
Ah, the boils.
Yes.
Yeah. You think that I was saying that sun died?
Yes, really
like
did.
Sun in the sky.
Yeah. Hey, you're the dropouts.
No one has ever referred to that plague as dead sun.
Well, I just did.
They're nothing but class over there. Who was the first Republican U.S. president?
Columbo. Oh, that was a bad idea.
It's all yours.
Anybody?
Lincoln.
All right.
Yeah.
You got it.
Baby. That's a boy.
The dropouts are back to zero.
And winning.
At zero. Yeah, whatever.
Can you turn me down just a little bit? Too much Dave.
What?
What children's book character? Let me read that more oddly.
Yeah.
A little bit of. You know what? I could probably just turn it.
Yeah.
What children's book character is friends with Christopher Robin?
Columbo!
Winnie the Pooh!
Nice!
Yes, Jacob!
There you go!
Jacob! Jacob!
Can he usurp me like that?
Yeah, he can. He's freaking Jacob.
Listen, Jacob just gets the
Wait a minute. We did manage to mumble milk dud.
Yeah.
Before he screamed out the answer.
I don't think so. I think all I heard was,
you guys couldn't say your name.
All right.
Yeah.
No, milk dud's got it with a poopy diaper.
That was
nice.
Right.
I love it.
That's fantastic.
I see you over there, Jason.
It's fantastic.
What general color does skin turn as
Columbo. Yellow. Jaundice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man.
You know a lot about jaundice.
Well, you know, I live in North County.
The sun's dead.
Gotta be.
Yeah. When you kill the sun, you don't get the light.
That's
Turn us up.
How many sheets of paper are in a ream?
Rachel. Ooh. I mean, the sniffers.
Milk dud.
Sniffers got it.
It's 100, right?
500.
500 is
right.
Yeah,
good
job.
Dang it.
Got my numbers going on today.
You need Jacob just to scream out your answers for you. That's how
Look, he's smiling.
I called you Jason. That's
what U.S. city is home to the Field Museum of Natural History? Milk dud.
Chicago.
Yeah, all right. Three-way tie.
How are you guys remembering your name so top of mind?
Yeah, sniffers is tough.
I mean, you can't remember two sniffers?
It's two words is way harder, even though they're each a syllable. I don't know.
It's candy.
What animal produces most of the world's wool?
Dropouts.
Dropouts.
Sheep.
Sheep.
Yeah.
Isn't it
I thought it was going to be a trick question. Yeah,
totally
I got worried there.
Winnie the Pooh!
That was great.
He didn't even hear the question. He just yelled that.
Yeah.
He knows what's up.
How many years does a silver anniversary celebrate?
Sniffers.
Dropouts.
50. Sniffers.
No.
Sniffers. 40.
No.
Dropouts.
Dropouts.
25.
Okay.
What? Not there yet. My grandparents celebrated the wrong anniversary when they had
What did they do?
I think my year was aluminum this year.
I thought it was...
No, it's 25 first show.
All right.
Show.
Yeah. All right, fine.
Maybe in Grafton it's different.
I guess so.
The first 39 are balsa wood.
What is
who directed the 19? I couldn't believe I got away with that.
That's enough.
How many stars are in the Big Dipper?
Oh.
Milk duds.
Six.
Oh, you were so close.
Dropouts.
Yes.
Seven.
Yes.
Yeah. So close. Oh.
Yes.
Winnie the Pooh.
All right. Yeah, let's come back to Winnie the Pooh.
Why does Sue get two team Nates?
Oh. Because she asked? Mm.
It's just not fair.
Jacob, well, Mom wouldn't come without her son.
Yeah,
you know.
And Jacob just kind of...
He just kind of jumped in there, and now he's running the game.
He put himself on the team, and that's what I like about him.
He has moxie. Moxie.
Who was America's first billionaire?
Dropouts.
Sniffers.
You think it, Bill Gates or...
No.
Who are you thinking?
I thought Rockefeller, but I think he's the first millionaire.
Rockefeller.
You got it.
Yeah, a point.
Nice call.
That works.
Dang it, Dave. What's the score?
So, milk duds are minus 10.
Mm-hmm.
The sniffers are 0, and the dropouts are 50.
Right. Losing to dropouts.
So we're doing negative if we get the wrong answer.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
What is the traditional meat?
Dropouts.
Pork.
Turkey.
I wasn't even done.
I know.
No.
Oh.
What is the traditional meat on a Reuben sandwich?
Milk duds.
Milk dud.
Corned beef.
Very nice.
Look at that. Way to go, Veronica.
You are back to 0, Sniffers.
I thought it was gonna be Thanksgiving.
No, you're the milk duds.
Yes.
One more in this segment.
Okay.
How many puppies did Pongo give birth to in
Sniffers.
101 Dalmatians?
Sniffers. 101.
No, ma'am.
Dropouts.
Dropouts.
99.
No, sir.
Oh.
No duds.
100.
No.
Dang it.
15.
Oh. What?
Remember, they went and they like set a bunch of Dalmatians free.
That's right.
That's a trick question.
It is. All right.
In what year? One more.
Okay.
In what year did World War One begin?
You know.
Within
dropouts.
1915.
Sniffers.
Within 3, it was.
Sniffers.
Nope.
1914.
Nice
try, Tony. 1914. Yes.
All right. Sniffers are at 10.
So close.
Milk duds are at 0. Dropouts are at 40. When we come back, everything's going to be worth 50. Playing halfwits here. Come by the Hardee's. Buy one of my last 5 hats if we even have them left anymore.
One,
we need
one hat left.
And that hat is $1,500. So come on by and get that hat. Welcome back, guys. As we are here until 6 p.m. And so all the hats are gone, but we will still take your money. We have the buttons. We have the stickers. And I will get an update from Jesse here pretty quick, but we got to be pretty close to $4,000. Trying to get to $5,000 by the end of this hour and trying to get to $10,000 overall for all of the Hardee's by Monday or Tuesday. Just depends on when the numbers come in. But basically, we want to get 10 grand in for the first week. I think we're doing pretty well. We're at Mid-Rivers Mall, Hardee's. So if you're anywhere in the neighborhood, come on by and say hello to us. We do have one more hat left. I'm not kidding. Mm-hmm. This is my hat. I'll sell it to you. So come on by. We'll give it to Operation Food Search.
And we do have the buttons, like Dave said. Don't sleep on the buttons. Those are cool. Those are something
cool.
We've never done before, and it's kind of, you know, if you have a lot of DGS merch already, this is a great part of the collection. And they're only $5.
Yeah. So we're playing Battle of the Halfwits. Tony and Rach and Sue all have partners. Rachel's partner left.
Yeah.
So now you're solo.
She had me sniff something, and then she got
then
out
she
of
left.
Here.
That's the story of your life.
That's harsh.
It's okay.
I love that one of Sue's partners, Jacob, on the break said out loud, much like our president, I'm going to game the system and cheat. And, so he needs to learn to keep those thoughts inside the old melon. Now we know your game. So he's looking for a quid pro quo.
I offered Jacob some donuts on the break, and he said no. And I was like, oh, thank God. I don't want to share.
She is not kidding. Okay, you guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
The scores are... I'm just going to, you know what, I'm going to round. 0 for Rach, who's no longer partnered. 0 for the milk duds, and 50 for the dropouts. Everything's now worth 50.
Okay.
What are you saying over there?
I didn't like that. I didn't like it.
No,
at all.
We're just we're tweeting our friend, or texting our friend Austin Peterson.
Okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We're just having.
I thought you were saying something bad about me.
No, not
which
at all.
I would get the old pin out.
No, we're just having a little libertarian powwow over here.
I'll tell you if they say anything bad, Dave.
Thank you, Rach. I'm going to give you 20 points for that.
Thank you.
You're so nice.
I'll tell you
if she says anything bad.
Did you see Jacob almost came out?
He almost came across like a howler monkey.
You know why?
That's how the game works.
Because Jacob knows the difference between right and wrong.
Yeah.
He knows
what minus 20 for you. They're down
Seriously.
To 30. Admit you have poop in your pants and I'll give you 50.
Come on.
All right, good. There you go.
Nice job, Jacob.
See? That's the way life works, young man. That's how I got into law school. They said, admit your pants are poopy. I'm like, they are. Which character narrates all but four of the Sherlock Holmes stories?
Sniffers. Or can I just say Rachel now?
Yeah.
No.
No.
No, it's
all right, Sniffers. Watson.
Yes. Very good. And Sniffer takes the lead with 70.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
In the TV show The Simpsons, what is Barney's last name?
Ooh. No.
Barney's last name. You know that one, Jacob?
Simpson. It's a good guess.
I'll let you get by with that. Nobody?
Barney's last name.
Nobody?
Uh-uh.
Barney Gumbel.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Okay. We knew that.
All right.
On which island did Napoleon end his exile?
Oh.
Yeah, Sue, world traveler, you should know this.
Mm. Yeah, and were you just there?
No, but I saw it in a museum. It was at the St. Louis History Museum just
no,
a
that's
little
not
couple
where
of
he
years
made
ago.
It. That's not
that's
where he
not
was.
Where it was.
He was not exiled to St. Louis.
But that's where the answer was.
St. Helena.
That's right.
Okay. Mm. Okay.
What are the three main types of sugar?
What do you think? Milk duds.
Yes.
Glucose, sucrose, and probably one more. Anybody?
Brown sugar.
Fructose.
No.
Yes.
Fructose.
You got it.
Wow.
That was impressive.
I'm going to give you an extra 10 for Jacob's brown sugar. You are now in the lead.
Thank you for that, Tuff.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
According to Exodus...
Okay. Oh, no.
It's another plague.
What is the second plague of Egypt?
Milk dud. Locusts.
You're going down to the ship on locusts.
Yeah, no kidding.
I think the second one was frogs.
Very good.
Say, yeah, I was going to go with frogs, too.
She's pulling ahead. 150. Mm-hmm.
I think you just gave them...
Jetson!
I'm not trying to correct you, Dave. I just wanted to...
Wow. Got it. In which card game might you be dealt a Yarborough?
Yarborough.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know.
If it's like
no guesses.
Or
oh, we forgot about boofs.
I was going to ask. So, if you want to boof, let's say he asks a question and I say sniffers, but I want to send it over to the milk duds. I can send it over to you guys. So is the double boof in effect?
Double boof is now.
Oh. You guys could send it back to me or send it to Tony. That's how it works.
Right.
It's how you screw somebody over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Who is Fred Flintstone's best friend?
Sniffers.
Ooh, that's a tough one. I'm going to give it to the duds.
Barney Rubble.
Good job.
Oh, nice job.
We got robbed on that one.
Yeah. Look at him over there. Spoken like a true dropout.
Just check the tape.
Who wears the pescatorio or the ring of the fisherman?
Milk duds.
Oh, dear.
Boof.
Nice.
Oh my.
But Jacob, you're forgetting one thing.
The
double boof is in effect. Milk duds.
Back at you.
Duds. Look at his face.
He's like, oh man.
What was the question again, sir?
The pescatorio or the ring of the fisherman?
Aquaman?
Bob Plager.
Very close, the Pope.
Bob Plager. We were making fun of Sue and Bob because they were, you know, besties so quickly. But
no,
that's just
who
Sue is. Sue literally has, like, her arm around Veronica, and they're, like, friends for 20
Veronica?
Years. They're not dating. I'm just saying she's a very friend. Sue's the best. This is why everybody loves her.
Good defense, Rach.
Thank you for that, Rachel.
Good defense as you compliment Sue.
Yeah.
Bauxite ore is mined so it can be processed into what metal?
Bauxite.
There are only so many kinds of metal.
Sure. Try one.
Bauxite
it
ore.
Let's throw one out there.
Give it a shot.
Yeah.
Give it a shot, Tone.
Dropouts.
Yeah.
Aluminum.
Right.
Yes. Nice.
Is it right, or are you just giving it to him?
What?
Oh boy.
No, they're right.
Okay.
Wow. That's not nice.
This one.
I know, that was.
Jeez.
I just
Double
wondered.
Boof is on. This okay. one is worth 200.
All right. Oh.
What does a tegestologist, tegestologist, what does a tegestologist collect?
I hope it's like poop, but
They'd like Jacob.
Right.
Tegestologist.
Can we have a hint?
Tegestologist.
Is there a way to do a hint? Oh, Jacob.
Jacob is demanding a hint.
It's a beverage.
Oh.
And also a furniture protector.
A beverage and a furniture protector.
Can I get a clarification?
Sure.
Does Rachel still have a booth or did she use it?
Yeah, no,
you get unlimited booths.
Booths
but when the double's in effect, it's not a lot of fun.
Don't.
You see what I'm saying?
Just send it right
you letting
back.
It go?
I guess.
Beer coasters.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Use that one
that
this weekend.
That has a name? They have a name for that?
Tegestologist.
Huh.
Good
Lord. All right.
People specifically collect beer coasters.
I want to give
Jacob, they're called losers. You want to avoid those people in the future.
I want to give Andrew a shout out because he actually did provide new questions.
Yes, he did.
Good job, Andrew.
He just made words up.
That is certainly a new question.
Within 20, how many episodes of the X-Files were made?
Anybody?
You want to take another shot?
I don't know.
We can take another shot, right? Dropouts.
Yeah.
What do you guys think out there?
He's going to the crowd.
How many episodes of The X-Files were made?
100. You know what?
That's what I was going
to
say.
I will do that. I will allow people to go to the crowd to get an idea.
Rachel should be allowed to.
100,
yeah,
sir.
I don't even have a partner.
202.
Oh, my eye.
I was thinking 100, so.
But you didn't say it, Tony.
Mm-mm. I did say it, and we were wrong.
I thought you said 400.
Oh, I said 100.
Mm.
What couple would be known as Fischbacher and Horn if they went by their last names?
Fischbacher and Horn.
I'll give you a hint.
Are they real life or fictional?
No, they're real. That means the man in the couple is smoking hot.
Oh.
Fischbacher and Horn.
Fischbacher and Horn. If we keep repeating,
it's
going to
be
happens.
like Brad and
Brad Fischbacher and Angelina Horn.
What were their real names?
Said Sue Thomas and Bob Flager.
I'll give you 10 for that.
Yeah, thanks. That's good.
Nobody?
No.
Siegfried and Roy.
Oh. Well, that was a good clue.
Were they a couple?
Yeah.
I thought they were.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Didn't one get eaten by a on stage?
Yeah. I think mauled. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Yeah, what a surprise.
A tiger.
White tiger.
Yeah.
Filbert.
Oh, dear.
Is another name for which nut?
Oh, those sometimes awful ones.
Who did that? It's Sue.
It was Susan.
I'm giving you 20 for that.
The human soundboard. It's the awful one. It's not fantastic.
They don't taste good. What's the answer?
Anybody know?
is this how we play the game now?
Filbert.
Hazelnuts.
Oh.
Hazelnuts.
Man. Whose vice president was Nelson A. Rockefeller?
Oh, I just watched a documentary the other day.
It looks right at me because I should know it.
Yep, I'm looking at you.
Oh, your partner knew the...
You know it?
No.
Oh.
No.
Billionaire. Mm.
Hasn't been that long ago.
I know.
Mm.
Yeah.
Milk Duds.
Yes.
We'll go with Ford.
Yes, you're correct.
Nice. Nice.
Effective cheating.
Thank you for the audience participation.
170 to 60 for the dropouts to 150 for Rach. Three more questions left. They're all worth 100.
Okay.
I know.
Why are you questioning him?
He just keeps pushing me.
I was just telling Connor why we're so far behind.
Mm. Dave works really hard at hosting this.
He's a dedicated,
individual. Rach is now tied with the Milk Duds.
Thank you.
Rachel knows how to work the system better than anyone.
We don't want to win like that. So.
Okay, then you're down to zero. If you guys win, you'll earn every bit.
Yeah. Going to sleep.
Can you have what?
With our pride.
Can we take their points?
Yeah, why not?
We don't have
any. All you had to do was ask.
Yeah. We don't have any.
You're a 210, young man.
We don't have any to give.
You guys, we are almost at $3,800. So
nice. Keep it going.
If you're in the area, come by and donate.
Keep it going. Someone bring me $1,200.
Hardee's Mid Rivers.
Okay, within 20 years.
Uh-oh.
What year was Teddy Roosevelt born?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Within 20 years.
You gotta guess.
What do you think?
Hard.
Dropouts?
Yeah.
1850? I was thinking 1880.
Well, because he was president in like 1904-ish.
Yeah.
So like, I'm saying like 1850-ish.
Okay. Well, let's split 1860.
1815.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Yeah, right?
It was a long
time. It doesn't even seem right.
No, I don't think that can... That can't.
That can't be right.
Someone look it up. Was Jacob, look it up on your phone.
He's on it, Dave.
Was
stand
he president
by.
When he was 120?
We have three more questions.
That's a long okay. time ago.
How are the 100? Okay. Who wrote The Murders in the Rue Morgue?
Oh,
One of his most famous works.
Give us
last,
a hint.
Last name rhymes with toe.
Yeah. Reach of Sniffers.
Yes.
Edgar Allan Poe.
Yes.
Edgar Allan
Poe. Tied for the lead.
He was born in 1858. We nailed it. We nailed
Who
it.
Knows?
We were within 2 years of it.
Man, this is calling every answer into question.
I'm going to give you double points, and you are now in a three-way tie.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Now it's
wow, now it's so
there.
Crazy.
It's the most
how...
exciting game.
It is.
Now he's accepting the points.
Should watch yourself.
No kidding.
Oh, now it's flipped on me.
Okay, minus 100.
Dave, I was not speaking out against you. Yeah. I was speaking out against Tony.
Yeah. Yes, you can have her points.
I said something to my partner earlier, and you were like, oh, yeah, Dave, take
I'm just
away.
Over here solo trying to make it by myself while everyone else
yeah.
is getting help.
Two more questions.
Oh, dear.
What artificial sweetener based on sucralose, which you guys already know, was introduced in 1999?
Sniffer.
High fructose corn syrup.
What?
No.
Milk
no, it's like a brand name.
Splenda.
Dropouts.
You got it.
Splenda.
Back into a three-way tie. No, actually, drop out. Milk Duds are winning because Jacob asked for the points.
Yeah.
Last
smart
question.
Smart
okay. Anyone can still win.
I just want the record show is criticizing Tony, not Dave. Hmm.
Criticize him one more time. In a good, really good one, and I'll give you your points back. fill in this blank. Tony's so stupid because.
Because he was calling into question your judging skills.
Because what? Because he's Italian.
Oh, wow, Jacob.
What the heck is going on here,
man?
Jacob did not say that.
That just got... Because of his greasy olive skin.
Oh, wow.
What is happening?
I don't even know.
You're supposed to be the woke generation.
No kidding. We're going back.
Taking it back.
One last question.
Mm-hmm.
Tony, I'm giving you 10 just for the soft racism.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's my reparations.
Make it a little bit better.
Yeah. It makes me feel better. Thank you.
Find something fair for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay. What was the
In
third
Exodus.
Plague?
Yeah.
What was the third
Seriously?
Plague?
Okay. Damn it. Damn it.
Mm-mm. Just go ahead.
Okay.
It's all right. It's okay.
Yeah. It's just a game.
What American fast food chain is known as PFK in Canada?
Milk Duds.
Yes.
I don't know. Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Is she right?
And we have a winner.
Whoa!
Oh!
Why is it known as that?
He's going to make this
perfect
up.
Perfect friggin' chicken.
Oh, no.
I don't know. I have no idea. Megan, well, you know, you're in the fast food business. She's like,
PFK.
She's like, you know what? FKFC. All right. So we have one more segment to go. If you're on your way, please don't turn around. Come out here. Even after we leave, you can drop off any amount of money you want and get some stickers. How about if we leave behind some buttons? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do
it. Leave behind like 20 or 30 buttons. That way people want those. Perfect.
Great idea.
And we'll get you a final total coming up at 6 p.m. Come on by and see us at the Hardee's at Mid Rivers Mall. When is our next appearance, do you know?
I think not this
Week
coming
next,
Tuesday,
John,
but next Tuesday, yes.
John's got it.
I believe we're in Belleville. Yep, we are at the Belleville, Illinois Hardee's on Tuesday, November 26th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Perfect.
Lunch
break.
Appearance.
Right back. DGS. Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, DGS. We are live at the Hardee's at Mid Rivers Mall Drive, the first of five stops, is that right? Yes. Three live shows and two appearances. I think Rachel with me at both of those appearances.
I think so. On the Illinois side, we're doing all of our live shows in Missouri, but lunch appearances in Illinois.
There you go. We need to show more love to Illinois. So we are at $4,000 for the day. If someone can give me a check for $1,000, we'll hit $5,000 in the next 10 minutes. And then Megan's going to get me our numbers from the start of this from Monday until next Monday. We're going to be real close to 10, if not at 10. So this can be great.
And it's great.
We're shooting for $100,000 by Christmas, which will buy a million, literally, sounds made up, $1 million worth of food.
Yep.
Last year, you guys fed 2,500 people for a month. And you provided weekend food for 350 school kids just from the DGS.
Yeah, for a whole school year.
For a whole school year. Yep. So that is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Tony, your dropout partner, had a funny story about listening to the show. Something Mark Lowe said.
Yeah. You want to tell it, Connor?
I could tell it. So a few years ago, Dave was asking a question because he was driving around in his Jeep with his windows down, and as he does. And there was a car next to him that was saying the truck in front of him that had an American flag was racist, and Dave was confused. And so I kind of had a whole theory about this. But before I even called in, Mark Close had said, if you're under the age of 21, about just shut up and don't talk. Because he said, like, unless you're paying taxes, unless you're doing this and this, like, you can't have an opinion. And so I called in, and I graciously said, Mr. Close, I'm only 15. May I speak on this? And the whole group just started laughing. It was one of the most memorable moments of my life. And then I made my point, and I hung up, and I turned the radio back on, and all y'all were saying, not to toot my own horn, but that it was a great point. And I was like, yeah, Close. You know. So, yeah.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. Like Close. If you're under 21, you're not even allowed to speak.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's awesome.
That was one of his talking points. Boys, until they hit 30, they're idiots.
Idiots.
Just idiots.
They're idiots.
They don't know what's going on. We did so much stupid stuff.
Tony, you probably saw the brawl last night.
Yeah.
Thursday night football.
The NFL game, yeah.
Rach, did you see this?
No, I did not.
So the Steelers,
unless there's a cat on the field, I'm not paying attention.
Steelers versus the Browns.
Yeah.
And the Browns are winning. And at the end of the game, one of the Browns takes down the Steelers quarterback, rips off his helmet.
Yeah.
And hits him in the head with it as hard as he can.
Swinging it like a weapon.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And so now he's been indefinitely suspended, but
for the year and the playoffs.
And a lot of NFL players are saying he should be charged with assault.
Why shouldn't he be? I mean, it was assault.
I bet he does get charged with assault.
He should.
Yeah.
Yes.
You remember when, I think it was Ally Afraidy in hockey? No, not Ally Afraidy.
Sounds
it was somebody
up.
Else. So, no, it was a real guy, but that's not who did it. Anyway, guy hit... somebody in the face with a hockey stick and got charged with assault.
Yeah, didn't Bertuzzi? When
Bertuzzi did
guy?
It too, but there's God, why am I drawing a blank on his name? Guy used to play for the Kings. Defense.
Yeah, I mean,
anyway,
just because you're playing a sport,
right? Yeah,
ripped his helmet off and hit him in the head with it.
Yeah, why wouldn't that be? Just because you're standing on a sports field doesn't mean that you're somehow outside the law.
Airbnb's been in the news a lot. A man is asking for a refund because he was promised a friendly ghost and the ghost was mean.
Oh. What did the ghost do?
The ghost kept him up all night knocking and shaking his bed.
I think that's very reasonable.
Yeah. I'm not sure what kind of ghost he was asking for.
If you're promised a friendly ghost and you get a mean ghost, I'd be upset too.
I had a couple of things here. Oh, kind of... in the line of expecting one thing and getting another. So this woman dropped her iPhone off at an Apple store and it was being worked on, and one of the employees there found a compromising photo of, basically was going through her phone, found a compromising photo, sent it to himself, quit the job. So Apple can't really do anything about it, but she noticed that he texted himself from her phone. Didn't even cover his tracks.
Wow.
And she's saying, you know, I feel so violated. This has a location stamp on it. Now he knows where I live. I feel so bad for her, but also at the same time, now I sound like Mark Close.
Is Mark Close on your shoulder saying, don't take the picture.
Not even don't take the picture, but you handed over a device with sensitive information on it. If you're that trusting that you think that they shouldn't be going through your phone, but I mean, come on, it's on there. You should be mistrustful enough to delete it or put it into like a weird folder that no one would be able to find. I'm not saying it's her fault. I'm just saying if you're dropping off a device and there's sensitive information on it, maybe hide it or take it off for that point, just to protect yourself at the end of the day.
Totally agree.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just my
advice.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next week we are off. It's not from the show, but we're not going to be at any Hardee's.
Right.
But that just means we need you to do extra work going to Hardee's, get the sliders, get the tacos. They're fantastic. Breakfast, lunch,
fantastic.
Dinner.
Fantastic.
And donate a dollar, donate more, and then we will see you next Tuesday.
Yes. Tuesday the 26th in Belleville.
That is correct.
At 11 a.m.
So, 2 days before Thanksgiving.
So keep going to Hardee's. Keep giving your money. Thanks to everyone who came out. Thanks to...
Oh, we just got a $5 donation.
Nice. Wait, it's a $500? No.
Jim, the Wonder Dog?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
It's a book about Jim.
We got to take that to Ryan Wiggins. He's going to lose his mind.
He is going to lose his mind.
Oh, it's signed by Jim.
Look at that paw print.
All right. Thanks for coming out. Thanks for listening. Quick break. We'll be back with the best of. Rach, what's on the best of?
Today on the best of, we're going to replay John's insane paranormal phone call.
Yes.
It was an instant classic. We'll replay Lazy Baby and Miguel Open the File.
Is the forward in that by Mike the Headless Chicken?
Yes, it is. All right, thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.